Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some people are very eagerly waiting for more availability of shots for kids. Others are like, once you bring that up, schools are going to mandate it. So what is the latest on the vaccines for kids? So Pfizer and BioNTech, the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, asked the FDA on Tuesday to authorize a third dose of the COVID vaccine for children age 5 to 11. Kids were able to get the vaccine in October. Since it's been 6 months, they would be in the time for boosters. So they're already now, I mean, we're already talking about pediatric boosters of COVID vaccine. The application comes after Pfizer released data earlier this month from a small lab study of blood samples from 30 kids in the age group, which showed a 36-fold increase in antibody levels against the Omicron variant after a third dose compared to two doses of the vaccine. Now, the booster shot is a 10-microgram dose, same level as the primary one. The third shot did not demonstrate any new safety concerns in the trial. Now, only 28% of children aged 5 to 11 had received their primary series of two doses as of April. So 72% of the pediatric population are not, quote-unquote, fully vaccinated for COVID. Pfizer has been the only one that has been approved under age 16 or under age 18. The FDA in January authorized Pfizer booster doses for teens age 12 to 15 because the Omicron variant was coming out. And it seems like these vaccines give you a good couple months, and then, you know, they give you still baseline immunity, and we're keeping a lot of people out of the hospital. But, you know, people don't want to get a shot every few months. The FDA's advisory committee may need to discuss the data. Right now, I don't believe we have any current meetings. I have to double check on that. But they are looking, like I said, Pfizer wants FDA to authorize the three-shot vaccine for children under five. We still don't have, I believe, the six-month to five-year-old approval yet, because remember they tried with two shots and it wasn't working, so then they had to look at a primary series of three. Now people have asked, well, what's going on with Moderna? You know, Moderna has basically been a grown-up vaccine, and Moderna, very interestingly, has been beating out Pfizer in terms of longer immunity. And you have a lot of adults, despite the Moderna arm and despite, you know, some of the side effects and maybe the higher risk of myocarditis, many people like their Moderna. They stick with it. Well, Moderna is now finally moving towards them getting, hopefully, or permission for children. And they announced today that the company has asked the FDA to authorize a low-dose version of the COVID-19 vaccine for children. They say the study involves 6,700 children. The company said that two doses of the vaccine administered 28 days apart in those 6 months to 6 years triggered levels of antibodies equivalent to what has protected older children and adults. So they have submitted authorization for their, now we are talking the young children, even more so than Pfizer. They believe they could safely protect these children against SARS-CoV-2. And the vaccine appears to be 51% effective for kids aged 6 months to less than 2 years, 37% effective for those aged 2 to 6 years, the company said. So a question I got, which I would love to be able to answer, is if the majority of kids, I think 60 to 70% of kids, have been exposed to some form of COVID, do they need, but before, you know, their vaccine is approved, do they really need the vaccine? And I get there's a lot of parents that are wary out there. There's other parents that are like, sign me up. I want my kid getting this vaccine so I don't have to worry. You have some people that really, really love the vaccine and they think the vaccine is super cool. And it is a cool vaccine. But you have others going, if I could, you know, get away from it, I'd like to. So, you know, originally we were thinking, well, okay, originally non-public officials were thinking natural immunity is going to act like when you get the chicken pox. When you get the chicken pox, you don't get the chicken pox again. Now you could get shingles, so you still can get an infection. But for the most part, when you get it, you're pretty good. You won't get chicken pox again. So originally, we were hoping that's what would happen. You get COVID, you're good. Then the government said, the immunity wanes. We can't say you're going to have enough natural immunity, so get the vaccine. The vaccine's going to be better. Then these studies came out saying, ooh, the vaccine's better. The vaccine is way better. Well, now the studies are coming out going, for some people, natural immunity might be better. For some people, the vaccine immunity might be better. You know, different strokes for different folks. But the best is the hybrid. So if for adults, the science is starting to say the best is the hybrid, then I'm expecting that's going to be very similar for kids. Not always. Kids aren't mini adults. They're different. But the problem we have with this virus is it does weird things. If it was just the flu, like we believe all the flu does is wreak havoc for 5 days and then go away, COVID seems to last longer and leave long-lasting changes. And I'm humbled by that. And I don't like it. And I don't want kids getting this virus. And people always ask, they go, Dahlia, how do I make the choice? How do I make the choice? And it's a tough choice. And I get it. If you're a parent and, you know, you have a healthy kid, you have to take your child in and get something injected into that kid. I totally understand, you know, the hesitancy. You're a good parent when you worry about your kid. It's okay. I know the media and public officials want to call you, you know, every name in the book. But, you know, these are parents that are good parents that, you know, want to make sure they're making the right decision. But how I made the decision to vaccinate my kids is I distrusted the virus more than I distrusted the vaccine. And so I don't trust COVID. There's nothing about it that's predictable. For some, it might be predictable, but for the most part, I don't get how one person dies and another person only gets a sniffles. So, yeah. But we'll keep you posted on what happens in terms of authorization with Moderna or Pfizer. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Albert writes, just say you're adopted and you don't know who your family is and then check the box to get you the job. Okay. So we were talking about how people may be lying, saying they're non-binary, Hispanic, you know, of mixed race to get the job, because many jobs are saying they will not consider a non-female or transgender or minority. If you're adopted, well, what I've learned is if you are adopted and you're white, but you are adopted to a family who is Hispanic, you cannot claim you're Hispanic. If somebody is adopted, though, and says, yeah, I think my father was, they don't ask for proof. So You know, it is interesting. It's, you know, I think Albert just say, whether you're adopted or not, just say you're adopted. And your parents adopted you, and just so you could get the job. Or college entrance. This is going to be very interesting. I think people who feel that they, you know, are kind of marginalized are going to try to find ways to, you know, get the job. And you know, it's been on the honor system. Because, you know, if you get, wasn't there a female who had pretended to be black, and then she got outed, and, she lost her career, and you can't live a lie. You know, you know, I would not at all urge anybody to lie about, you know, who they are. You want to be proud of who you are. But I am wondering if the reason why we're seeing such a spike in, you know, I don't identify as male as female is because it's an easier way now to get around jobs and applications. We'll see what happens. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are, as I told you earlier, there is going to be a shift away from our cheaper incandescent light bulbs, which are not very energy efficient. And the Biden administration is, quote unquote, pulling the plug on these incandescent light bulbs in favor of energy efficient light emitting diodes, or LEDs. This phase out is aimed at reducing utility bills and conserving energy. So the U.S. Department of Energy this week said it was raising energy efficiency standards for light bulbs, giving manufacturers 75 days to phase out incandescents before an outright ban by July 2023. The average American family, they say, will save $100 a year, $3 billion collectively as a result of the rules. They think this will save energy costs for schools and businesses, according to the DOE. The rules are projected to reduce carbon emissions by 222 million metric tons over the next 30 years, the equivalent to the emissions generated by 28 million homes in 1 year. So bulbs have to now, by standards, emit a minimum of 45 lumens, or brightness per watt, reviving standards that were set to go into effect in 2020. They say these standards were blocked by the Trump administration. He says he looks orange in the LED lighting. Apparently there was a quote of him saying that. But LED lights, not to, you know, illuminate some bad news here, have been associated with some risks. So I have LEDs at home. They last, what, the typical LED light, 25,000 hours, as compared to incandescent, which can last 1,200 hours. And in terms of, you know, cost, it does save you money. But the thing I'm worried about is study after study has kind of suggested that there's been health issues. So in 2013, and we discussed some of these yesterday, a study entitled White Light Emitting Diodes at Domestic Lighting Levels and Retinal Injury in a Rat Model found the blue light in LEDs induced photochemical injury, free radical production, and oxidative stress on the retina, damaging the retina. And this was a study done in rodents. Now, LEDs have short-wave, high-energy blue light. You know, the incandescent bulbs, the energy disperses. LEDs are more focused. Incandescent bulbs, I think 90% of heat is lost. They really are not very efficient. But LEDs, by the way they're built, are very efficient. But there's, looks like, a cost to that. One is an actual cost. But two is, could that be then too bright or too focused, and the wavelengths hurt the eyes? The authors state, our results raise questions about adverse effects on the retina from chronic exposure to LED light compared with other light sources that have less blue light. Thus, we suggest a precautionary approach with regard to the use of blue-rich white LEDs for general lighting. So this was back in 2013. They suggested you might not want to use these for general lighting. In 2018, researchers from Spain discussed how the migration towards these LED technology in urban settings has caused an increase in ALAN, or artificial light at night exposure. Well, that was because of an increase of the blue light spectrum due to the use of white LEDs as the urban light standard. They showed cities that could be seen by satellite and how bright they are. And they found an increased risk of breast and prostate cancer. Then another study from Barcelona Institute of Global Health looked at 2,000 adults from Barcelona and Madrid and found participants with the highest exposure to blue light had a 60% risk of developing colorectal cancer than the less exposed population. There was another study out of Northwestern University, which was recent, that found even low levels of artificial light exposure at night impaired metabolic function, which means it would affect heart health, insulin sensitivity. And hold on, I thought yesterday I also talked about melanoma and LED lights, but don't quote me, okay? This is a brain fog that I got from COVID, so I do not want to missay anything, but I'm trying to type as I talk. But here we have a study from 2018 where they found, we talked about this yesterday, where the lights generate high, the LED, the light emitting diodes, they believe might have a role in causing increased malignant melanoma, especially in indoor office workers and tanning bed users. So if we are going to be getting rid of light bulbs and the incandescent ones and moving towards LEDs, then I think we need to study this a little more. Now, this could be just as simple as blocking the blue light wavelengths. And the funny thing is the CDC talks about this. Have you guys seen the CDC warns us about LED lights? That LED lights could disrupt sleep. If it disrupts sleep, that could, you know, cause obesity, depression, anxiety, poor memory, diabetes, cancer. But the CDC has on their website that blue light has the strongest impact on our circadian rhythm. Blue light waves from fluorescent and LED lights and backlit electronic screens on televisions, computer, tablets, and cell phones. Remember, exposure to these lighted screens during the sensitive period can make it difficult for you to fall asleep at night or can wake you up too early. Especially if you're having trouble with sleep, avoid these lights during the, quote, sensitive period. Meaning, I think, you know, when you're trying to sleep. So even the CDC, through the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, brings up that these could cause issues. So, I am for saving energy. I am for protecting the environment. But I don't want to be, you know, where years from now they go, why did the population do this? Why did people do it? Like, remember, like with smoking, why did everybody smoke? Didn't they know it was bad for them? Well, yeah, there were signs that smoking was bad, but a lot of people didn't care. And I don't want us doing that with these LEDs. Now, again, if there's a way to block the wavelength and then prove that it's safe, then that's great. But, you know, 1-877-9-TELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is continuing to testify before the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee on Thursday about how the DHS plans to address border security. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert asks how many illegal immigrants it will take for the southern border situation to be considered an invasion.
It says the federal government is going to keep the states free from invasion. That hadn't happened.
Some Republicans are calling on Secretary Mayorkas to resign over allegations that he has not enforced border laws. Secretary Mayorkas contends the DHS is effectively managing the southern border. President Biden is using the excuse technical factors for the nation's economy shrinking in the first 3 months of the year. GDP growth declined by 1.4% during the first quarter. USA Radio News. Moderna is asking the FDA to approve its COVID-19 vaccine for children under six. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Moderna on Thursday submitted a request to the Food and Drug Administration for emergency use authorization for its COVID-19 vaccine in children 6 months to less than 6 years of age. Efficacy in that age group was low in clinical trials. 43.7% for children ages 6 months to 2 years, and 37.5% in children ages 2 to 6.
American workers made fewer claims for unemployment benefits than expected last week. The Labor Department reporting 180,000 people filed first-time jobless claims last week. That's down from 185,000 the week before and 2,000 fewer than analysts had forecast. The NFL draft begins at 8 o'clock Eastern time from the Las Vegas Strip tonight. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So one of our listeners is anonymous, does not want, I wish you guys could call in. I want people to hear your voices, please. This is a good one. Right, and I have to summarize. But my patient has a wife who allegedly lies. And he's watching the Johnny Amber Heard trial and wants to know, when do you call it when you're married to somebody who's a compulsive liar? Whoa. I couldn't be married to a liar. Now, trust me, my husband lies. Honey, does this dress make me look fat? Oh, no, you look super skinny. Lie. Honey, I'm not bad in bed, am I? No, you're great. Lie. Honey, did you like how I cooked the food? I made Dover sole last night and some ahi tuna. It was fantastic. No, it wasn't. Lie. So, I mean, my husband does lie. I mean, we all do white lies, you know. Honey, I'm thinking about let's go see my family, you know, for the holidays. Oh, that sounds great. I mean, you know, we all do it. All right. But in terms of, you know, it all depends on what they lie about. I mean, I BS Corey all the time, you know. You know, he'll be like, you know, are you tightening up the gas cap when you're doing this? Or, you know, did you do what I told you? Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then I'll run home and do it. I mean, you know, we do lie. But in terms of somebody cheating on me, I couldn't do that. In terms of somebody, well, like this. Okay, so apparently Johnny Depp accused Amber Heard. I don't know if you guys have been watching the celebrity chaos between their marriage that is now so public that I'm wondering if this never should have gotten public because, I mean, parents are watching it on Facebook and you can hear the cuss words. It's like, yeah. But he had said that Amber Heard, quote-unquote, lied about getting a broken nose. The actor explained how Amber once attacked him in his home office and then proceeded to accuse Depp of having broken her nose during the altercation. And he recalls her saying, "Way to go, Johnny, you broke my nose." Depp later admits to having crept inside her bedroom, pulled the Kleenex out of the trash bin, inspected it pretty closely, and realized it was nail polish, nail varnish. Now, again, I can't say that's what happened. You know, but, you know, I think a lot of people are watching, you know, what's going on with that marriage, and they're like, oh, my gosh, you know, I don't want that happening in my marriage. I doubt it. I don't think the type of marriage we're seeing with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard would be something necessarily that relates to us. I think a lot of things happen in Hollywood that is almost like it's on a different planet. And I'm not judging, but, you know, you have very, very talented people who are in certain circles. And their circles are a lot smaller. They just can't go on, you know, Tinder and meet somebody. And so in order to not have gold diggers or things like that, you see people who act together, they combine forces. They go, us being a power couple could be pretty successful. Although, you know, as we saw with, you know, Jennifer Lopez and her previous husbands and, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, you know, sometimes it doesn't work. But sometimes, like Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, these power couples do pretty well. And so you're on the set with somebody. You end up having multiple physical roles to play and scenes. You end up enjoying them. You end up being in that other person's presence. And you decide to date them. But then you have the pressures of work. And pressures of work is what seems to, I think, really mess with relationships. Everybody says it's money, it's in-laws. Those are big. Those happen. But the pressures of work, I think, might be even more common. Because those two are rich. So then they didn't have money problems because of that. And I don't think they had in-law issues. But it seems like, you know that, and then also there could also be mood disorders. You know, somebody on diet pills, somebody always having to diet, they can't eat, somebody always having to, you know, look a certain way. That's hard, especially for women. I'm not blaming, you know Amber Heard's behavior on, or alleged behavior on, well, you know, it's, you know, because people force her to be skinny and pretty and things like that. But, you know, if you choose that lifestyle, there is a lot of pressure. And so your choices are different. Your food choices, your alcohol choices should be different. You shouldn't be drinking because of the calories. Your sleep choices are different. And Jennifer Aniston said her sleep was sacrificed. And so that can affect your mentation too. But then there could be that jealousy. You know, when you're in show business, when somebody else gets that role, or somebody gets a great role and you don't, and you know that your career is on a lifeline, if you don't get certain roles, then you could blame yourself, which can cause one form of mental illness, or you could blame your partner, or you could blame something else. And so I think it's a very tough, you know, being in, you know, show business to the degree that I am, there's always that need to keep your job. And you can't keep your job if you lose popularity. You can't keep your job if you lose relevance. You can't keep your job if you lose your integrity, or if you know, people get a different picture of you. And so there's those pressures. You know, for me, I love it. I'm in radio. Radio's very low-key. I don't have to, you guys don't have to see how I look. If I skip wearing makeup one day, you know, not that the makeup helps. You know, I can wear my pajamas to the studio if I want to. It's fantastic. Radio is one of the best forms of show business, I think. But then again, yeah, I'm not going to be an Aquaman with Jason Momoa being able to do a love scene, you know, like I would love to one day. But nope, because nobody's going to want to see me do that. So if you have a, if you are in a relationship where somebody is lying, and these lies are serious, and you think you are with a compulsive liar, that marriage will not last, and you need to get help for that marriage, and that person needs to get help. Because somebody who is a compulsive liar will lose relationships. And compulsive lying can also affect safety. You know? Did you buckle up the kids? Did you buckle up the grandkids? Oh, I always buckle them up. I wouldn't trust that. I wouldn't trust them to drive. Did you drink? Did you have any alcohol with your lunch? Did you have any alcohol for breakfast? No, no. So, you know, if you are with a partner and you don't have that communication and that trust with communication, you're in trouble. I'm not saying leave them. I mean, like I said, you know, with the lying, this listener, again, I wish I could have you live so I could ask you what some of these lies are. But, I mean, if somebody says, oh, I'm going out with the girls and they're actually sleeping with somebody, that to me is a deal breaker. You can't be married to somebody like that. But, you know, if they're lying, like if they have, like let's say they went to the doctor, the doctor said no sugar, and then they go and they sneak out to get ice cream, I wouldn't dump them. I would try to help them, and because obviously their doctor is going to need them to stop eating sugar. And yes, there might have to be some form of an intervention and say, look, you don't have to lie to me. Don't feel guilty. But we do need to address this because, you know, you seem to have an addiction to sugar, something like that. But it's tough. I think a lot of people are married to the wrong person out there. And I was raised, you don't get divorced, you know, you marry who you marry, and that's your choice, and that's the decision you live with. And I don't know if I could agree with that, because I see people miserable, I see people act out, they'll have open marriages, and I think it causes a lot more drama. You know, if you're not with the right person, and you both mutually want to be apart from each other, that might be the healthiest thing. As long as the kids are taken care of and supported through that. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating.
That's drdaliah.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We do appreciate all your calls and your comments and your notes that you send us, but one thing that has been very controversial is this new board that President Biden has formed over the last 24 hours. And it is a disinformation board to prevent disinformation. It seemed to come about after Elon Musk said he was going to honor free speech and encourage free speech and not censor it. And so one of the biggest struggles we have had, which I think anybody who is in the Ukraine right now or anybody who grew up during World War II is looking at us like, how are you guys not figuring this out? The big debate we have is what somebody writes misinformation, or is it truth? And when we find that some things are truths and branded as misinformation, that looks like authoritarian censorship. If somebody brands misinformation that is truly misinformation and considered a truth, then that is, well, that those are lies, fake news. So we have a problem because most people don't know what the hell is true, what the hell is false, and now most people, if somebody says that's misinformation, they're like, wait a second, who's calling it misinformation? Because based on who's calling it misinformation, this might actually be true. This is a cluster and a half. Well, after Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter, and again, Twitter has issues because, you know, Vladimir Putin has a Twitter account and Trump doesn't. So there's not a lot of consistency on who they decide to keep and who they don't, except it seems to be more right-leaning, you know, individuals versus left-leaning, although Putin, I really don't understand why they still let him have a platform. But the Department of Homeland Security is setting up a disinformation governance board to tackle misinformation in minority communities. And at the outset, this sounds like a very benign, possibly great idea. Heading it is Nina Jankowski, heading the Department of Homeland Security's disinformation governance board. She'll be the executive director. She is a Russian disinformation expert. And the reason why, on the outset, on one hand, it sounds good, because I told you, I had a patient when I was at Jules Stein doing my ophthalmology rotation. She was Hispanic, Latino, didn't speak English, and she had diabetes and had acute onset vision loss in one eye. So when I asked her in Spanish, when you were diagnosed with diabetes, what were you told? She said she was told no dulces, meaning no sugar. And I'm like, well, there's more to that. There's pan, there's, you know, pasta, there's... You know, there was no education. And so if we want to help our communities who are struggling and who are requiring, you know, medical care and, you know, could even possibly tax the system, don't you want to prevent, you know, medical misinformation and make sure that they get the help they need and the education they need? So I have always advocated for there being proper education for everybody, for diabetes, high blood pressure, et cetera, because that can help from a medication standpoint, from a medical and health standpoint. On the flip side, though, we have seen the government weaponize that term of misinformation. Both sides, we've seen it. Like, you know, I'm sorry, I did not hear Trump tell anybody to go and get bathroom or sink cleaner and inject it into their veins. I never heard him say that. He did, sadly, misrepresent why can't some of these in vitro studies showing that the virus is killed be applied in vivo, where we could put it in the body. But he didn't say it that eloquently. Instead, all you hear in the news, and people still say it, Trump wanted you to inject, you know, cleaner, pipe cleaner or whatever, into your veins. No, that's a lie. That's misinformation. But what really frustrated me, and there's a doctor right now being, you know, in trouble with the medical board, a doctor out there, is when people were bringing up natural immunity, something that we had been studying for years, something that has been very well documented, saying, look, natural immunity may play a role in COVID. 2 years ago, last year, that was branded misinformation. Now it's like, yeah, looks like hybrid immunity, looks like natural immunity along with the vaccine is important. So what's misinformation one day is later confirmed in science the next. And so when you do have this watchdog, I think we really need transparency on what they're going to say is misinformation. When many of us in medicine said, look, the virus may outsmart the vaccines, and these vaccines might not be able to provide long-term immunity, that's misinformation. The shot will work. All you need is the shots. Everybody get the shots. Well, now what are they saying? The shots may not provide long-term immunity. You need boosters. So my problem is everything we said that was accused as misinformation is actually now, no, that's the truth. But we said it, and we were getting censored. These masks, these half-assed things people were wearing. I said since the beginning, guys, it needs to be an N95 respirator. A lot of the masks you're wearing are not healthy. They're providing some sort of a barrier, but they're worthless in terms of you being a lot more protected against COVID. That's misinformation. Now it's like, no, we're going to pass out in N95s. So, you know, I get that we can't have somebody say, look, if you have COVID, I want you to find a popsicle and stick it in your rectum, and that's going to fight COVID. Okay, we can't be having that. That's why we have medical guidelines and we have medical boards, and you know, because we want to make sure you don't have somebody making some outlandish claim that can put people at harm. You know, your life is saved if you're not wearing the seatbelt. Because, I mean, that's misinformation. Okay, because we have time and time again these studies showing it. But when somebody doesn't want to honor the studies, they don't want to look at the studies. They don't want to have an open mind with science. They might label it misinformation. So I agree, we can't have fake news, we can't have manipulated news, we can't have minority populations that might not be able to speak English, you know, not being given adequate education on things. But sadly, our information is getting skewed. You know, people keep asking, how are doctors on opposite ends of the spectrum with the mandate? If a doctor went to medical school or DO school and they all pretty much had the same textbooks and they all learned pretty much the same type of medicine, how could there be such a shift? You know, and I told you, well, there's two schools of thought. There's some doctors that are by the book and they're like, look, you know, if something is only 80% effective or 72% effective, you know, or their side effects, I'm going to tell you, their side effects. You know, this isn't going to completely protect you. You have others that go, look, what's the message we're trying to make? We're going to make the message simple. It helps from a public health standpoint. They look good. It's going to work. And it's going to work on you. So there's two schools of thought. And so which is misinformation? Is the doctor that's going by the book saying, I don't think those masks you're wearing is going to completely protect you because it's like holes in a fence? Or the doctor that says, just wear a face covering, it protects you. So, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with this. Because, like I said, we've seen censorship. We've seen shadow banning. That's why a lot of people are really excited about, you know, Elon Musk, you know, doing this. Because it'd be very interesting to see what some of the other thoughts are. But it is going to be a tall task. You know, figuring out how to stop a lot of the snake oil type things that are, you know, purported out there. 1-877, not selling.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.